Iran's top nuclear negotiator insists that reaching mutual understanding on Tehran's nuclear program requires political will and flexibility on the part of the P5+1.
But there are a number of issues that are left to be resolved. It requires, as I've said all along, the recognition by all parties that they need to exhibit political will and flexibility in order to move forward. Iran has exhibited that political will. Iran has shown its readiness to engage with dignity, and it is time for our negotiating partners to seize the moment and use this opportunity, which may not be repeated.
Zarif earlier said the Iranian people showed the world that Tehran wants constructive cooperation but won't bow under pressure and rejects excessive demands. The Iranian foreign minister added that he is not dissatisfied with the talks but noted that the two sides could have made more progress. Meanwhile, the French foreign minister, who has returned to the Swiss city of Lausanne, has said the negotiations have reached their hardest moment.
We are a few meters from the finishing line, but we are well aware that the final meters are the hardest.
The U.S. has also said the talks have gone through enough progress to be extended into at least Thursday morning. German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier says the talks still face what he describes as a tough struggle and that at least one more day of discussions is required. Senior Iranian negotiator Abbas Araghchi earlier said the issue of sanctions is still a major obstacle. Other reports say Iran's research and development also remains a stumbling block. Well, to discuss this further, let's go to Irvine, California, and talk to Nader Bagherzadeh, political analyst. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Bagherzadeh, first of all, when the Iranian foreign minister says the P5+1 must drop their excessive demands, what does he mean? What excessive demands does the foreign minister mean?
So we can make a guess. Of course, he did not say specifically, but as you just mentioned, I think it has to do with how the sanctions will be removed, whether they're permanent removal or temporary removal, and also what's going to happen with the R&D type related work. These are very important issues, probably the red lines for the Iranian government, as has been mentioned over and over. The irreversibility of some of those requirements that Iran has taken, for instance, the Arak reactor power plant, the redesign means that if they want to take back the new design, go to the old design, which was more powerful, it will take them years to redesign it. But changing the sanctions and enforcing them again after a while of pausing them will happen within a matter of weeks at most. So there are really concerns about how the pace of sanction removals will be done and how the United Nations security-based sanctions will be removed. Because if there's permanent removal, probably from the Western countries' point of view, China and Russia may not agree for another round of sanctions, and perhaps they may veto. So they don't want to lose that opportunity. So there are different sides of a coin, and we'll have to see how it's going to be resolved.
And how much do you think there are differences among the P5+1 group itself?
Well, it's hard to say because probably if you think about it, China and Russia have been really playing a second fiddle. It's mostly communication and discussions between United States and Iran. And to some extent, the French have chimed in. And the Brits basically follow and the Americans' point of view. So I would think it's basically the three countries, Germany to some extent, but Britain, France, United States, and then the Iranian government. The Chinese and the Russians have not imposed any new ideas from at least what has been reported. We don't know what's going on inside those rooms, of course.
And of course, with such an attitude and such a trend in place at the talks currently, are we going to expect anything to be drafted tonight, do you think?
They are so close. As I think Dr. Zarif mentioned, this opportunity will not happen again. The teams are in place. you can imagine if the White House is going to be another government in the White House, like the ones that our Republicans are pushing for, or perhaps even some of the Democrats, they won't be the same team. So they have to do what they have done so far. And to some extent, probably Mr. Kerry feels that if he doesn't get what he wants, he will not be able to get it through the U.S. Congress or the U.S. government officials. So there are really complicated forces behind the scenes that makes these negotiations extremely difficult, because once these are agreed upon, they have to go back to their countries and get the attention of those who have been doubting it. And so that's why it's so complicated. But Ms. Dr. Zarif is completely right. They have to seize the opportunity. You cannot find a better time than this time right now.
And finally, on that note, about the opportunity, I mean, what if the P5 plus one literally missed this opportunity and the talks will collapse? What will happen then?
Well, there's a threat from the Congress to push for more sanctions. And if they really exert what they promised in terms of putting more sanctions, I think the whole thing will go into a tailspin. And there's no telling what would happen after that. Probably there will be a lot of pressure from the Iranian side and Majlis to proceed with enrichments at maybe higher levels, perhaps start more centrifuges. And that is not what people want to see. They've come close. They have to seize the opportunity, try to figure out a way to go with the research and development issues. This is not too difficult to do. It requires some technical knowledge that Dr. Salehi and his team is providing for that point of view. And also the sanctions, that's a more complicated one because it requires United Nations Security Council, probably some from the U.S. government. And of course, the toughest ones are the Congress-based sanctions. I don't think they're going to change much. But maybe that's not what Iran wants. Maybe just the Security Council sanctions would be the right thing to go for them.
All right. Nader Boghazadeh, political analyst from Irvine, California. Thanks for your time there, sir.